Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. An incredible show of community at a grand Ukrainian garden party. A man who helped stabbed woman feared she might die, and holidaymakers face further TUI delays from city airport.
A major airline has explained why a number of flights to and from Norwich Airport are being hit with severe disruption this summer. TUI flights out of Norwich Airport are operated by Sunwing on behalf of TUI Airways, using pilots from the outsource company. But these Sunwing pilots cannot operate on TUI aircraft, the airline has explained, although TUI cabin crew are trained to operate on Sunwing aircraft. A spokeswoman for TUI said, "On the rare occasions we do have operational disruption, our recovery options are less straightforward than in some of the larger TUI aircraft bases. We also have the added complexity that the broader aviation ecosystem is currently impacted by well-publicised industry-wide issues which can compound operational disruption." She added that a very small proportion of TUI's flight programme has been impacted by significant delays. It comes as passengers flying to Palma, Mallorca from Norwich were diverted via Belfast to pick up a crew member. Tourists flying from Mallorca back to Norwich were also delayed for more than 9 hours after a 30-hour delay to a flight scheduled to fly out to Dalaman in Turkey.
City Hall is on the hunt for a new housing chief with a salary of £90,000 after the department became mired in a scandal over a lack of safety inspections at properties. The candidate for the post, which has been covered on an interim basis since December 2021, will be responsible for making sure the authority's 14,500 homes are fit for purpose. It was revealed hundreds of people in Norwich Council homes had potentially been put in danger because crucial inspections relating to fire, water and electrical safety were not done. Around £1.2 million has been spent on clearing backlogs and completing overdue gas checks, with the majority of electrical tests now completed. In June, it was revealed that 1,600 fire safety checks would have to be redone because previous inspections may have been undertaken by unqualified officials.
A man has described the terrifying moment he frantically tried to help a woman after she was stabbed in the neck in a city park and how he thought she might die. The man, in his 50s, who wanted to remain anonymous, had been sitting in a small park in Burr Street when he said an argument between two women suddenly became violent. He said one of them had annoyed the other. It was tit for tat, just something from nothing. The man said one of the women grabbed the other and they pulled each other about. After seeing blood spurting out, the man went across to try and help her. Emergency services, including armed police, were called to the park. Police have confirmed that the victim and the suspect are known to one another. The stabbing is believed to be an isolated incident with no threat to the wider public.
The first kitchen in the Royal Arcade's new food hall has been revealed. Work began to ready the former Jamie's Italian site and transform it into Food Hall Yarm so it can welcome an array of kitchens and diners alike. A sneak peek of works underway showed what has been done to ready the venue ahead of its November opening. The site will house 4 bars and 7 kitchens, as well as a hireable private dining space. With a focus on keeping Yarm's kitchens as local as possible, Eric's Pizza, which neighbours Eric's Fish and Chips in Thornham, is the first kitchen announced to feature. Well known in Thornham, Holt and St Ives, Chef Eric Snaith will bring Eric's Pizza to the people of Norwich. He opened Eric's Pizza in the summer of 2020 and specialises in authentic hand-stretched Neapolitan pizza. Our eventual lineup of kitchens in Yarm will offer the people of Norwich an unrivalled choice in dining experiences. It'll be able to announce some of the other kitchens very soon, so watch this space. Yarm promises to offer something unique to the city. Unsurprisingly, there has been a huge amount of interest in the refurbishment of Yarm, and it's sure to attract more people to the Royal Arcade and the city centre. A positive for Norwich.
About 150 Ukrainians and their host families from around Norfolk gathered for a tea party. Meg Foster helped to organise the Grand Ukrainian Garden Party in Stratton Shawless near Norwich, and the host was left overwhelmed by Norfolk's generosity to support the event. The party, in partnership with the Dereham Ukrainian Hub, was aimed at connecting Ukrainian families staying throughout rural Norfolk and answering any questions and helping them, as well as showing them some traditional English traditions such as Morris dancing and a spot of afternoon tea with traditional garden fete games. The support did not stop there, as Mrs. Foster and her husband Charles have pledged to be a safe haven for the Ukrainians this summer. Throughout August and September, we plan to open our garden every Sunday for them to come back and use the garden and meet friends and keep building these relationships, she added. We want people to know this is a safe place. Bring along your picnics and we will provide the drinks.
Hundreds of bags of stinking rubbish piling up in a city's estate have been slammed a health hazard by queasy neighbours. Folk living in Ten Bell Court, which lies between Pottergate Road and St Benedict Street, said the mountain of rubbish has attracted rats. Broadland Housing Association, which runs the estate, has put in extra collections but said fly tipping is at the root of the issue. We have additional monthly clearances of the rubbish with plans for it to be every 3 weeks. We'd like to apologise to our tenants for the continued rubbish build-up and for not keeping them up to date on the situation.
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for part two.